transcripts from Apple Podcasts, the latest from podnews.net with co-host, podcast analytics and audience insights. iOS 17.4 launches today, and with it, support for podcast transcripts in Apple Podcasts. Apple Podcasts will make its own transcripts for new episodes, or you can supply your own. It marks the first time that almost every podcast is fully accessible. Well, we link to how to update your iPhone or iPad to the latest version and a comprehensive look at the feature, how it works, what to expect, and how to supply transcripts directly. You'll find it all linked from our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net. New dynamic feed drop technology has been launched by Podroll. The tool adds promotional episodes directly into podcasts as the second most recent episode. And it works on more than 30 different podcast networks in Podroll's ecosystem, which allows feed drops to be achieved at scale. Shure has unveiled the Move Mic microphone system, calling it the world's smallest and best-sounding wireless lav system. Nobody wants a big, bulky microphone distracting from their next shot, the company says, driving its tanks down the road towards its competitor. Price Brothers has unveiled a new tool for podcast advertising that clones the host's voice to personalize the ads, making them more effective by adding context and relevance. There's a demo in the company's press release, which you link to, narrated by Ian Chillag. Or is it? As one open standard gets integrated by Apple, another has been integrated by Spreaker. The company now supports Podping, a near-instant way of communicating to podcast directories that you've published a new episode. Already supported by companies like Buzzsprout, Blueberry, Transistor, RSS.com and Captivate, and us, the addition of Spreaker adds a significant number of shows, says John Spurlock. Pocket Cast users that upgrade to Pocket Casts Plus will receive a free year of Slumber Studios Premium. It's one of the most successful paid podcast bundles, offering shows that help listeners relax and fall asleep. It's also available for existing yearly subscribers. After a flurry of announcements last year, YouTube has gone quite quiet about podcasting. However, Stephen Goldstein spotted Kai Chuck, who is head of YouTube podcasting, in the audience at the Hot Pod Summit last week. Steve writes about the session that Kai attended, which contained frustration about how slow YouTube is to see audience growth. Dubai's Podster has opened its first international studio in Singapore as part of its global growth plans. The company will have four large studios and a community space for events and workshops. And Australia's Listener app has had its biggest redesign since its launch 3 years ago. It makes the radio, podcasts, music and sport app more personalised. And thank you to Pod Bravo for becoming our latest gold supporter. Pod Bravo lets you boost your podcast's audience reach with additional content created by AI without the extra work. It can even produce transcripts in a format that works with Apple Podcasts. We rely on our supporters to allow us to report independently on the podcast industry. You can be like Pod Bravo by supporting us at podnews.net/support. And as an editorial note, blimey, things are busy this week, so apologies if you don't see your story today, maybe tomorrow. In People News, congratulations to long-time PodNews supporter Rick Sillar for becoming Executive Vice President of Sales for Libsyn's Advertisecast. Sillar was a founder of Pod Ad Reps, worked at Himalaya, Cast Plus, and Westwood One. And in podcast news, a unique true crime podcast, Cookie Conspiracy, explores the mysterious disappearance of a beloved cookie, the Midnight Macaroon, and its baker. Set in the quaint town of Starbridge Hollow, it's a fresh take on true crime shows, produced in the Netherlands by Lab Cubed. And violence, retaliation, disappearances. Spotify's Stolen has returned for its third season, Trouble in Sweetwater, this week. The Navajo Nation is 27,000 square miles of remote terrain with just over 200 tribal police officers. Connie Walker looks into the cases of two missing women, taking her on a search for justice in a place where people say you can get away with murder. The first season made history last year when it won a Pulitzer Prize and Peabody Award in the same year. And notably, this time around, it's lost its Gimlet branding. Trailers for selected shows are in our podcast called New Podcast Trailers, and we're sponsored by Co-Host. Understand listeners' social media habits, interests, and employment with Co-Host, no matter your hosting setup. Find a link in the show notes. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.